Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny.
Glad that you're here. Glad that everything's working today. And we also have Dale here. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello, Barbara.
It's always so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I have some weird news. You want to hear it?
I would, yes.
Yeah. About a couple weeks ago, on my leg, right from my foot, up about 6 inches, I went to the dermatologist to get a wart taken off, but I guess the doctor quit, so I had to wait 2 or 3 weeks. And what's all that noise?
It's okay.
Process.
Can you put it on mute?
I don't know what he's doing, Johnny.
No, it's okay. I fixed it. That's not going to happen anymore.
Anyway, so then I had to wait 3 weeks, and I went to the doctor again, and they biopsied it, and it turned out it's a tiny little piece of cancer, which is rare. And down, I had scraped it off myself, and I more or less had to have an antibiotic because it got infected. And then I went back to the doctor, and he said, So they checked it out, and they said it's not basal cell, but it's the other one. It's not melanoma. It's something else. Anyway, they checked it out, and so I have to just go back up to the doctor and have him go in there and take it all out, and I'll be fine.
Okay, good. So this was just a little spot on your leg, you said?
Yes. Right,
okay,
you know,
so
right from your toe,
out.
If you go up about 6 inches past your foot.
Okay, was it a little bump that started raising and then you scraped it up with your nail? And
yes.
And it just didn't heal. So then you were worried, is this something that doesn't heal very well? Is that why you think maybe...
No, it was turning red. And my husband said, I think you ought to go to the doctor. So I went to my regular doctor, and they gave me antibiotics for 10 days, and it went away. And then it raised up again. So then I decided I better go back to the dermatologist, and then they did that.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you took care of that, but it makes me want to go check out my thing because from tanning and stuff, I noticed this little thing on my leg and that I did.
See that?
Yeah, I scraped it off and then it always comes back. So I'm wondering.
No, you don't do that. I found out you don't do that.
Okay.
And I don't know what's up with Richardson or Richard, but I'm not calling. I figure eventually they'll call me.
Well, Richard should know that we're doing a show.
He knows. I texted, and I texted his son, and, you know, they know. It's possible he might have went to the doctor today.
Okay, well, we hope you're okay, Richard. Make sure you're in better touch, please, with Dale. Because she gets concerned about you.
I give up already, Barbara.
We all care.
I do.
We all care.
Anyway,
a lot about your series 94.
95. Mm. Doesn't matter. He's very... The last thing I got from him is that I'm thin. I'm, you know, sleeping periodically. You know, I wake up every few hours. And he... sent me some drawings, and then he said, but I'm weak. So I don't know. He might be at the doctor.
Yes.
So Barbara, you got to promise me you're going to go into a dermatologist. Do you have one?
Yes, I do. Actually, I called the other day just for my daughter because she's a teenager, so she needs one just for her regular skin. But
right.
It's my same doctor. I will be going to that one as well. So, wow, I really am going to now, Dale, because a little tiny thing can lead to cancer, can't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
And skin cancer,
as I said,
I've
never really had any major cancer, so but the whole thing is it's in a good place, but the thing is I'm not going to be able to exercise for a while, and that kind of bums me out, because so what it is they go in there and they scrape it, and they go in pretty good, and then you got to wait 6 or 7 hours because they got to put it under the microscope and check everything out and make sure they got it all. And if they got it all, you can go home and they bandage you up, and then you got to come back in 3 months for them to check it.
Well, I hope it wouldn't leave an indent. You know.
It might, but as long as you have long pants. I think if you have, the doctor I have is excellent, so, you know, not that worried about it.
Good. Well, I know of a person who got skin cancer on their bottom of their feet, and they caught it, thank goodness, because it was getting bad. And that's just from laying on your stomach and tanning. She always did that. And so what about the bottom of our feet, people? Nobody ever puts sunscreen there, but think about it. She got it on the bottom of her feet.
The sunscreen doesn't help as much as you think it does, but if you have it, you have it. I mean, it's mainly people who lay out. I was a sun worshiper, and I still will be. You know, I lay out in the sun, and, you get it. So what are you going to do?
Right.
I'm old enough that if I...
There and they have 40 different sized moles all over their body, or 100, they're going to be in the doctor's office for quite a while getting that taken off.
No. They check those in 5 minutes. They can tell what's cancer, what isn't. And they will take quite a few off. They'll burn quite a few off. Because my dad had that.
I know. Older men get a lot of those, like, skin tags, I guess, stick-out moles, people call it.
So how big is yours?
Oh, mine is just very tiny, like a diameter of a half a centimeter.
I don't know what half a centimeter is.
Just very, very tiny. Just a little round dot that seems, it was a dry dot, a little raised dry dot of skin. And, you know, you tend to want to, like, touch it, maybe pick it. And the more you do, the drier it gets. It pops off. And maybe
that's exactly what I did.
Yes, and then that doesn't get rid of it. So I really must go get that checked out because I know it's from...
Well, that's what... Does it look different now?
Well, it's healing now, but it still is a little raised, and I'm sure it's going to come back just the way it was before. I don't know. I have leggings on. I can't check it out right now.
Yeah, but you got to go and check it out.
I will.
And
I'm glad you told us that story because it's, you know, it's personal business. It's your private stuff. And
well,
when you
I'm telling
stuff,
you that to inform people like yourself and to let you know that I know I'll be okay, so I'm not going to worry about it.
And that we are very grateful for. But you're so responsible. You're always on top of your health. And we all will learn from you.
Yes, I am. I check things out.
And are you still doing curves? Not right now, but...
Yes. But we had 6 inches of snow here and a lot of ice. So the last week, I haven't gone to curves because it's too far. So it's very icy and it's very snowy. And it's unusual for Gardnerville from Tahoe to get the snow, and we got 6 inches. That's quite a bit. And tomorrow there's another storm coming in that's supposed to be rain, and it's supposed to be wind of about 40 miles an hour. It's going to be crazy here.
Wow, and I heard that there was some news at Lake Tahoe of a death, that somebody did die.
Yes.
And what were
avalanche.
They doing? They got caught in an avalanche. Were they skiing?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
crazy.
About 3 or 4 people got caught in the avalanche, and which is actually, it's called the Old Squaw Valley, and now it's called something, Paradise something. But I don't ski, but Paradise.
I don't want to.
It was the Old
Squaw
Valley.
I interrupt you, sorry. But I remember when I couldn't remember where I skied near where you are, and it was called Squaw Valley.
Yeah, and they just changed the name of it to Paradise something.
That was wonderful scene. It was sunny when I went.
Beautiful. It was beautiful. But there was there were 2 avalanches yesterday. No one got hurt, but in the day before. And you would think that they would close it down and fix it up, but they didn't. And the first one, there was 3 or 4 people buried, and they got them all out but one. And the one died. And that's rare. That's very rare. Very rare here.
That is
but we
sad
had
if you become one of those unlucky ones and lose your life.
Yeah, I know. So what's your news, Barbara? Give me some good news.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think I may have updated you since Christmas where I told you that my girlfriend came over and just said, forget well watching. She came from Seattle for a visit. I picked her up on Christmas. She said, forget well watching. We're going to take care of your place. And tomorrow we're going to run to U-Haul, and it's going to be a show apartment before I leave. On the third day that she visited, she was leaving, and she did it for me. This friend is like, she calls herself my soul sister. She used to date my brother like 20 years ago. We stay friends. And she's just that type that she can come on in and take care of something like that and get it done. And it's perfect. And she's the only one that I trusted. I just had to close my eyes because there was a lot of purging going on, you guys. And when you purge, it can be very emotional because you're getting rid of things that you have never been able to get rid of and you're holding on to them. I don't care if it's a piece of furniture or papers, and it's hard. So I basically turned my head and to her. We got everything moved into my bigger storage unit. I can ballroom dance in this apartment now.
Wow, that's exciting. I am so happy for you. Because
yes,
you're like me,
work.
I could stare at. I went and got a cortisone shot for my knee because it was hurting again, and the right knee's fine. I had the radiation. The left knee it's been hurting, so I got a cortisone shot, and it's helped about 85-90%.
Oh yeah,
and I did that yesterday. Yeah.
Our dog used to have bad arthritis from getting hit by cars many times. And that she would just be a new dog after she got a cortisone shot in her knee.
Yeah, I'm walking around and everything, and no pain when I sleep, and it's good. But
what
we have a
that?
Call, right?
What is cortisone anyway? What is cortisone? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no clue.
All right. So you want to get
it's
to the
just
callers?
It's just somebody that'll take some of the pain away. Then I'll get back to you. And
okay,
then
our first caller. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Johnny.
So you want me to put a call in through?
Yes.
Okay. Amla, you are live on the air with Psyche Tales here.
Hi, Dale. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Amla.
Hi, Amla. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Where?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Hi. How's the weather up there?
It's very topsy-turvy. We had a snowstorm, then we had a whole rain and flooding, and then it's supposed to happen tonight into tomorrow. Then snow on Tuesday. It's welcome to winter.
Yeah. We got the same thing going in Tahoe and Gardnerville and Carson and Minden. In fact, Carson City got the most snow that they have seen in forever. They got 6 inches, and that's flatland. It's desert.
Wow.
Wild. Anyway,
yeah,
how can I help you, sweetheart?
Oh, okay, sure. So actually, I'm connecting with this. We're just friends. It's funny because it's been 15 years since I've talked to him, and so we're talking tomorrow, and I'm just wondering, do you feel like it's awkward at first? It's going to be very awkward, but, like, do you feel us rekindling just the friendship itself?
What was the last part of the friendship?
So we dated very briefly 15 years ago. And
wait,
so we reconnect. I reconnected. So bottom line, just was wondering if we're going to continue our friendship, or is this just like a catch-up thing and then it's kind of acquaintance?
Okay, wait. I got it.
Yep.
Did you call him or did he call you?
I called him.
You called him. Okay.
Yep, and he responded. Yes.
In the beginning, it's going to be just like a friendship. It's going to be just like, you know, we're going to catch up and see what's going on and the whole bit. And do you know if he's married or not?
He was. He's divorced.
Okay. He's looking for another lady. And he remembers you very well. And watch Lifetime. It's going to go on for a while, and then it'll grow into some love-type situation.
Oh. Do you feel when that might happen? Or I'm not expecting that at all, honestly.
Okay. I'm only doing one question, sweetheart.
Okay.
Psychics are not, we're not good on time. So however long it takes, it doesn't matter. It's good. It's a good thing. And you should be real happy. You should be up. You should be fine. It's going to work out good.
Wow. This is all
and
surprising
to back.
Me. I'm just going to comment. It's just very surprising, like, the way it, yeah. I mean, we don't have more time to talk, but it's just very interesting. But I'm taking one sip at a time, which I'm very proud of myself. Yeah.
I'm proud of you, too. And you'll be fine. And it's going to be fine, but sound very uppity up, and it's going to work out good. Does
all
he
right.
live close to you? Does he live close to you?
Yes, he lives about, I would say he moved, so I don't know where he lives, but he lives in my state.
That could be that could be very long, because your state's pretty big. So, anyway, have fun and let us know what happens.
It's really a thumbprint. It's really small.
Okay,
it's a small state.
If you need a private consultation, it's 808-372-1816 or Dale Scheer, DayleScheer. .com.
Thank you so much. Stay safe and happy winter. Thank you.
You too.
Happy winter. That's great news for her. I am so glad to hear that reading for Amala. She is a regular listener. We love her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Pretty unique.
Let's do the next one, Johnny, and then I'll talk to Barbara.
Susan, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Thank you. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Susan. Fine.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Ohio. I called a couple
Ohio.
Weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
How can I help? How can I help you?
I do have a question. I'll try to make it brief because I know your time is, you know, limited. And I try, like I said, block it down to one question. Do you see me moving due to family unexpected circumstances?
Where, Okay, wait. Do I see you moving where?
Just moving, period, basically.
Well, you just can't move, period. There could be friends, there could be relatives, there could be houses, there could be apartments. You could be asked to leave.
I'll explain. My husband's health is not good at all. And God forbid,
your husband what?
You know. And if God forbid something would happen, then I would probably have to move. So I'm very much a planner. So I like to plan things. You know, not that you know what I'm saying?
I do. All right, let me answer your question. I do not see you having to move right away. In fact, it may not be to the end of this year at all. So, you know, you can look around. You can do what you have to do. What does your husband have? What exactly does he have to do?
My husband, neither one of his kidneys are functioning. He's on kidney dialysis. He's got
dialysis.
He's
not dying right away. What's he go, 3 or 4 times a week?
He goes twice a week. Good, because I don't want him to pass. But, you know, he's my rock and my foundation.
No.
He's my everything.
Well, you got it good. So just give him a lot of love, and he's going to be around a while, and just hang in there.
Okay, so... I'll be honest with you.
I do not tell of death of any kind to anybody because I don't really want to be wrong. So, I mean, unless somebody already knows it, but I don't see him dying. So just hang in there. He's going to do fine on dialysis.
Oh, that's wonderful
because
that was my worry. Well, thanks again for your time. I know you're busy, so I appreciate it. You take care.
Okay.
I want to say something. Thank you, Susan. You've been advertising for Dale a lot, so I wanted to thank you for that. She's been advertising for you.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate helping any way. If you need my help, I'm more than willing to help any way you need it. So.
Well, Johnny does, and we really appreciate it, Susan. God bless you. God bless your husband. It's all going to work itself out. Okay?
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. You take care.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me talk to Barbara.
Okay.
Barbara, talk to me. So what else is going on?
Well, just my new outlook on life is amazing, and I feel really finally ready to be back into the social scene because my life has been cleared. Things have been cleared around me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is this one feeling so clear and free and ready for a new social scene?
Yeah, but be careful. Before you go out with anybody, check with me.
Okay, but my friend said that I have to wait a couple of years before I even think about romance because I have my daughter and there is a clog. She's really into feng shui and she's clogging up the space in my romance area. So
No, Barbara, we get too old when we wait. If someone should come along that you really feel good about, fine. You don't have to go online. You don't have to do weird things. But if you should end up with somebody at the supermarket or wherever, fine. You're fine.
The supermarket, Dale, because the other night, I usually go really late because I like to just do it slow with not a lot of people around. Peruse the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nobody there. I went to the grocery store the other day at 5:15 p.m., oh, my gosh, it's like I've never seen so many single men in one place in my life. This was So it's funny that you mentioned supermarket. And I did get some attention.
See that? And at the probably the wives are sending the husbands out, you know, to go get food and, or go get something. But there's some single men there. And if you did get attention, that's one of the neat places to meet them.
So what do I do? Because I am shy. Okay, one guy said, he looked at me. And then I usually don't look back or I look away. But this time I just looked at him and smiled. And I was freezing because it's been so cold here, especially mm-hmm. in the freezer department at the grocery store. And then I just smiled so nicely at this person that they said, oh, what are you up to today? And I just said, oh, I'm just trying to stay warm. And that would have opened up a whole conversation, which it could have, but I moseyed on by. Because that mm-hmm. at those moments, I had to calculate him in my brain, like, do I want him? Do I not? You know, and I feel like mm-hmm. I do that really quickly before I start a conversation and lead them on, because then you're standing there chatting and they want your number. So how do you do it? Because I feel like maybe my vision is blurry. I have to get up really close and I need a few seconds to like you. Or
no, you need glasses.
Okay, well, say I had glasses. But it's, I still
right.
have
but here,
a
here's what I would
with them.
Here's what I would do if I were single. If the guy was handsome or I liked him or we had a great conversation, I talk all the time in the market to somebody. And I always tease them, and I look in their cart, and I see what they're eating, you know. Oh, you're organic. Oh, you like beef. Oh, you like this. How neat, you know, type thing. And
right?
You can really,
yeah.
And you can start up a conversation like that. You can tell if they're married. You can tell if they have kids. You can tell what's in their grocery, you know, and what they're doing. And just say, oh, I've had that before to eat. That's fun. That's delicious, you know. And
what about
kinda,
you only see a 24-pack of beer in their cart, then you really know they're single.
Then you walk away. Then you walk away.
Well, why? Maybe, can I say, are you going to drink all those alone? Or, you know, I mean, why?
No.
I don't like people.
No, you don't want to deal with alcoholics. Just let it be.
Well, they're not an alcoholic just because they're buying beer.
That's true, but you don't want someone who's a drinker.
That's true. Okay, so
you can ask
great.
If you want, but you don't.
Well,
I wouldn't even bother with that one. You know,
okay.
If they had
only
some milk or right. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. They could be buying it for somebody. You don't know. But
there's
I wouldn't.
There's a lot of younger guys that like me. I'm not so interested in anybody who's 10 or 15 or 20 years younger than me, but that happens a lot.
Well, that's because you look rather young.
Okay, well, I'll just be nice. And then, okay, say you're nice and you're a little flirty and you talk about what's in their cart and you're laughing a little. Well, of course, that's going to invite them to want to date you. So then by then, what if you're like, oh, God, no. Actually, I'm up close now. Talk to them for a few minutes, and I
it's real simple. Just tell them you're married.
But I'm just a very friendly married woman.
Yeah.
But then I won't have a ring on.
You could always
it's
tell them that you're
repair.
A nun.
How about if I just say I have
no.
a boyfriend?
Just say you're a nun.
No.
You say
just,
you're.
They're
oh,
not
I'm
a nun,
afraid.
Johnny. You have
but
no idea what
either.
Goes on.
That's not oh, funny. God. Nobody's going to think I'm a nun.
That's
are
not
you?
Funny. Are you nuts? No. Just say you're either married or I'm having my ring repaired, but, you know, that's, you know.
Okay.
Or I'm about, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think you're
right. You don't
right,
have
yeah,
to make
right.
up a long story. You just have to make up, you know, something that'll hit. That's all. And do okay. talk to them. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Okay. Well, so that's what's
okay,
going on in my life. I'm mm-hmm. free and ready and open for new adventures this year. Whatever comes my way, I've been answering the phone, by the way. You better just test that out someday soon, Dale. call me.
Oh, I will. I didn't. Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I will call you and tell you my progress on my cancer thing while you go to your dermatologist.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, Johnny, is there anything else or what's going on?
Yes, we do. The next caller is going to put him through?
Yeah.
Okay. Todd, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi.
Hi, Todd.
Hi. Blessed be. Merry meet my sister. I have one question, but first a comment to Barb about dating as an older person. I'm married I'm with my wife 32 years, but I have friends out there that are going through the same thing. Just be yourself. Don't pretend you're something else. Don't do that. Just be yourself. Have fun with it. That's all. But,
the problem is she doesn't know how. You've been married 31 years. The world has changed. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that. Truthfully, I understand that.
Well, I will be myself, but I do like these little tips, though, that can help you even be yourself more, you know, to get yourself
that's
out
right.
of your shell. So,
okay.
You,
okay. Well, sir... Wait, Todd, where are you calling from?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Hi, to Pennsylvania.
Hi.
How's the weather going out there?
Oh, you don't want to know, honey. We expecting snow and then mixed, then going to rain, then frigid temperatures by the morning. I feel like an Eskimo.
I know. We have up toward Lake Tahoe. We have rain, we have snow, we have avalanches, we have all kinds of crazy things going on.
Oh, I know. I was stationed in San Diego, so I know all about that weather out there years ago.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
I don't go out to Shaky Town anymore. I have a question.
You know where it's coming from, though? It's coming from Hawaii. Hawaii,
yes,
I should be sending you this.
I know all that stuff, all of issues with the weather and everything coming from the fire ring in the Pacific, because there's so many tectonic plates moving is causing issues with the weather.
I don't know what the fire ring is. I lived in Hawaii for 10 years. I never heard of the fire ring.
It's a ring of tectonic plates with volcanic activity in it all through the Pacific Ocean. I was in the Navy for 15 years, and the more the tectonic plates move because of the solar weather, all the neutrinos hitting the Pacific, the worse the weather is going to be coming from the Pacific going into California and easterly.
How interesting. Anyway, I lived there 10 years, and they're having 30 and 40 and 50-foot waves. It's incredible, and I wish I were there right now to be taking pictures, because that's what
I
do. I love taking pictures of the big waves. And also, it's just unbelievable what's happening there. All that weather is making its way up to Oregon, Washington, all over the place, and then down here.
Yeah, well,
it's unreal.
Like I said, that's from the solar weather that we're having from the sun hitting the tectonic plates in the Earth's mantle and causing all the movement, and that causes disruption in our atmosphere.
How interesting. How can I help you, sweetheart?
All right. I have had a legal issue for the past 2 years caused by my older son, and I'm going actually to the Attorney General's office calling them this coming week, and I just
want
to know
what's going on with your son. I need to hear.
All right, he accused me of doing something that I didn't do because it was actually found on his phone. He had been doing things, and I got fingered for it, and I spent 6.5 months in jail over it.
Oh, wow.
And I saw corruption in the jail. and corruption mm-hmm. in the public defender's office, and I'm going mm-hmm. to report it to the attorney general's office, because I even went back to the public defender's office trying to get more help, and they refused me the help.
Okay, can I say this much? Do you have the right attorney to help you?
Basically, no. I'm on SSI and Veterans Compensation. I can't afford my own attorney, a paid attorney, so I have to go public defender. And they basically work with the DA's office to get plea deals and everything else. But the attorney I had did that and caused some other problems, and she quit.
Okay, wait. I can't have a whole conversation, but I'm going to answer just this one question. It's very important. It's unfortunate you're disabled or whatever the situation is, but there has to be other ways that you can prove that you're right. If not, nothing's going to change.
I actually do have proof. That it's his phone. He openly admitted it in a conversation to my wife, his mother, in a messenger conversation that his then wife caught it on his phone and made him put it on my desk, leave it on my desk, and report it that it was mine.
Okay.
He openly admitted it.
I'm not an attorney. That's not what I'm asking.
I know. What I'm asking is, do you foresee it that what I'm going to do is going to work out for me?
Yes, I do, limitedly. I don't know what that means, but yes, I do, limitedly. It's going to work out limitedly. And if you had the right person to help you, you would win hands down.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
What's that?
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, ma'am. And merry meet.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
And hello, Richard.
Aloha. I just woke up. Sorry.
Well, you missed a lot. Anyway, okay, who's my next one?
Lori, you're live on the air with Psychic Gail Shear.
I'm sorry, I missed her name.
Lori, I said your name was Lori.
Good evening.
No,
you're on.
She wanted to know my name, Johnny.
Oh, Dale. This is Dale Shear. Dale Shear, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
I'm just super fine.
Good. That's very good. Yeah, I'm gifted it too, baby. So I do see your gift. Wait,
Lori, where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, wow. We're having them from all over the world. Very interesting. I have a question for you, as well as you have a question for me. And Barbara, the question I have for you before you ask mine, you're very gifted. You're very psychic. I was just diagnosed today with cancer in my leg. And
hold on, honey. The way I work, you don't tell me. I have to say, I'm a shamanic healer. I'm a shamanic healer, medical intuitive. And I look to see what's really going on. So when you're telling me what's going on with you, you're actually feeding me information. So everybody has an opinion. I'm a mentor as well. So everybody has an opinion. I want to look and see what your truth is. I seek the truth, and I don't believe in negative Nelly. So I turn it to the best for you, to prolong your life, to be happy, and that's the number one thing. Okay, so do you want me to look for you? Because I can.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The way you're holding your leg, because I can remote and ash project, so I'm in front of you. So the green light would be me. That's my eyes. I'm green eyes. that you're, if you see auras, that's me. So I see if you could straighten your legs a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be my left, your right leg.
Yes.
Okay. Can I? Okay, so I'm going to ask a personal question. I don't put anyone down, and I don't judge. But did you get the COVID shots?
Yes.
Don't do no more. Don't.
I didn't plan on it.
You and I could talk personally on that one. Okay, so what's going on, our system is in a change right now. And it's... So if I get quiet, it's because I'm there in front of you looking. I'm kind of like scanning you to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You also have upper stomach issues. You have a little bit of hard hearing in your left ear. Your right eye has...
Not anymore. Your
screen.
No.
I can still see it, baby. So what you hear, I hear. What you see, I see. What you live through, I live through it 10 times fold. Your left eye is straining because of the right eye. My right, let's see, my left, your right. So it would be your right eye is having a problem, correct?
No.
Okay, well, you do have some issues, honey, so just have that checked, okay? I do see that you're straining the left eye.
You're not picking up on me. You're picking up on someone else, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm in front of you. Okay, so let me look.
That's not what I asked, though.
Okay.
Normally, when I do a reading, I don't ask questions either, but it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't on the radio.
You're really
on the
good.
Radio, it's different.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Absolutely.
Let's just cut this because it's not correct. Anyway, how can I help you?
Well, I was just going to see what you see with me. Anything that comes to you.
No, I need a specific... only because I'm on the radio. If you wanted to do something in person, you should call. Okay.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, I would like to see if you see me getting my TV show.
I see you getting a TV show. I see you getting it, nowadays. It's not so much TV. But like what Johnny has, podcast type thing. I also see it being live. I also see it being live, and I also see it being quite good.
Well, thank you. That's perfect.
Okay. And
I appreciate
you.
Thank you
for calling.
Because
unfortunately, on the podcast, I only do one question because
well,
I need to answer other people. Hey,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Barbara.
Yes. I don't even know how that all happened, Dale. I didn't know all of a sudden you were doing a reading. How did that happen?
Well, when people say they are psychic, I'd love to test them. I'd love to see because I have a mentor as well. And everybody is psychic in their own way. Everybody is intuitive in their own way. And, so I always like to see what they see about me first. And unfortunately, her thing, she wasn't picking up on me. She was picking up on Richard. But anyway, it's fine. I mean, because he has eye problems and I don't. And, so I was seeing what was going on. The phone number for a private consultation, you want to give it out, Barb?
Yes, please do call Psychic Dale Scheer this week for your private reading, which is so advantageous to your life. Her phone number is 808-372-1816. That's 808-372-1816, and we do put Psychic Dale Scheer's link at the bottom of our show description, so you can hit that, find her website, and get a lot more info, and book her that way as well. But you help a lot of people throughout the week, people from the show, calling in, and it's something that people need to do. So I would like more than one question with a psychic, but that's all we give here on the radio show live. You can, how many people can they ask you if they call you personally and book with you, Gail?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Barb?
How many questions can they ask you?
It's not about questions. It's a reading. So the reading would be 35 minutes, and that would be $60, or they could do a half hour. I mean, they could, you know, do a half hour for 35 minutes, 40 minutes. I don't really count on time, and that's $100 plus tax.
Wow, that's
although I am,
deal.
I'm going up a little bit on my readings because of, everybody I know lately, including that psychic that does past lives, you know, the one I'm talking about, the one that goes and crosses over to the other side and does past lives. I can't think of her name at the moment.
Oh, no, I just know the young guy that does that.
He's young. The blonde girl who does it. I don't know. I can't remember, but everybody's going up in price because we're all very low right now, you know, so that's what's happening. But I'm not going up much, maybe $5, $10 at the most. So that I'm going to be changing. But I do give the best I can give when I do a whole reading. They don't need to ask questions. I can just tell them what I see. And then I go to help them on a different scale where I want to help them somehow, some way, through whatever they're going through. That's what I do.
Okay, so let me ask you, though. Say I am a customer calling you up. Is there anything that helps the reading? If I would send in a photo or anything at all, or do you not need that?
Well, I always ask them if they'd like. They can send in a picture of whom they're concerned about to my phone. And I'll look at the picture and see what I see. I'm very good at looking at photographs and seeing what I see on the photograph.
Do you read pets?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I do a lot of things. I read pets. I go to the other side. I used to have a show called Crossing Over. I do, regular readings. Mainly my expertise is the future. That's where I lie. It could be one day in the future, 2 months in the future, 3 months in the future, 6 months in the future. Whatever it is, that's what I see. Sometimes it's 20 years in the future. I can't help it. I don't know my time.
And you are spot on. You really are.
I try. I try.
All of these 4 years or 3 or 4 years that you've been with us on Fridays for Psychic Night, there are so many clips that we could put up a whole collage, Johnny, of things that she was right about. And it's amazing. So people do it. Call Psychic Dale Shear this week, 808-372-1816, to book your private consultation.
Do you want to do another meeting right now? Another caller?
I sure do, Johnny, but I had a question for you. You wrote on my Facebook you were starting a new show. What was that about?
No, I didn't. I'm not starting a new show. That's something
else. What are you
doing? I'm making a mobile app that is part of the network. And it's going to allow me to have content on it. And it's basically having to do with celebrities. And that's basically what that is. That's what that was.
Okay, like what celebrity? Give me an idea.
Any celebrities. I mean, I want it to be about the high-profile people, you know, is what I want. I want it to be sort of something about, you know, like people in parties, people in, you know, people in lavish lifestyles, You know, that's what it's going to be about.
Oh, so, wow, very interesting.
That's what that is.
Very interesting.
It's
and
it's
very good luck on that.
Yeah, it's going to make it so that people will be able to watch part of channels from the network on their phones, is what that does.
That's very. What happened to your other one where you're giving?
I'm still doing that. It's
you're
just
giving.
That this is,
oh, you are.
I'm still doing that. Yeah, this is just something else that I'm doing to make it. It's basically going to be like a bunch of networks that I'm going to put on a T-shirt, and I enlisted the help of some people with this. You know, that's basically what it is. It's just there's a demographic that I deal with a lot that's not always paranormal. It's usually it's famous people, you know, celebrities. You know, that's the demographic that I deal with. It's like. And that's what that this mobile app is going to be. It's not replacing anything I've done with the network. I'm still doing it. It's just I want it to be, I want something that where I can relate to a broad range of people. Is that what that means?
Well, that sounds neat. That sounds. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I think you try so many things that it's wonderful. What you try, and eventually you'll hit on something. So,
yeah,
that's what I
so
see.
Are you ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Or, okay,
sure am.
This is
yes.
Charlotte. You are on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Who is this? I'm sorry.
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. How can I
Hello.
Help you?
About
now, where are you calling? Where are you
Alabama.
Calling from? I'm sorry.
Alabama.
God, all over that. We got Alabama. We got Virginia. We got Philadelphia. We got all over the place. How can I help you, sweetheart?
A few years ago, well, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was sitting in my kitchen one January night, and it was very cold. And all of a sudden, a little boy came out of one side of my hall and walked straight through to the other side. I was on the phone with somebody, and I've seen these kind of things before. I've seen spirits before. It didn't scare me. But the thing is, I was like, nobody's buried under this house. Where's that little boy walking across there? Because I would have known before.
Well, because you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, but this is why I came. He came to tell me that my half-brother had killed him and to help
him. What happened? Well, we're having such a great show today. I can't believe it. Who did what now?
My half-brother had killed him because he was molesting the little boy. Looked like maybe 7 or 8. And he told me
and
that.
Your half-brother, did you ever find out if that were true?
Yes, I talked to somebody, and that's what they said.
Not somebody, not a psychic. Did you ever find out from the gentleman himself? Did you ever propose it to him?
The gentleman, you mean the little boy?
The half brother.
No, we don't talk like that. I don't actually.
Okay,
talk to him
so
like...
you don't know this to be true. You just,
I wouldn't.
It's what you.
I think knowing the half brother and the way he is, I would say it was. But
okay.
If you don't think,
well,
it
then
is,
you know that. You don't know that. I would need a picture of your half brother. To tell you if it was true or not true. To be honest with you, I'd have to do it in a reading. I can't just do it on the phone. But I can say that you have a gift for seeing the other side. I've seen ectoplasma walk through my house, which is a white substance of somebody who's passed away. And I've seen that, but I've never seen ghosts. Per se, walk through my house or around me. And I live in a house where someone died. So, I mean, but I've heard voices, but I've never seen a ghost like that. But that's neat thing to have that ability, and that's a wonderful thing. The only problem is I don't want that. I don't want to see a ghost. I don't want to see an alien. I don't want to see any of that. I just want to help people. That's all I want to do.
Well, I didn't ask for it, but that's what I got when I came.
I can understand that.
Okay,
well, let's. Was that your question?
Have ever been creepy? Okay, since you can't answer.
I'm sorry. Hello.
You hear me okay?
What happened?
Can you hear me okay? Okay.
No.
I say again.
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead. What is that? What? Was that your, can you hear me? Was that your question?
No. Okay. My question is, okay, I can hear spirits, but I can't, I can only hear so much of them. It's like, I can't hear. I mean, for a while, I was having good conversation. Well, I've always just heard a little of what they they'll give me an answer to something or something I need to know. But sometime last year, I couldn't hear anything. I just stopped hearing stuff like I was hearing.
Okay, well, that's just, you've turned it off somehow. But all I can say is I can answer one question. And what I would state here is if and when you do hear that again, put a notepad by your bed and so you can and mark down what is being said by whom, and that will help you a lot. Okay
thank you.
All right, thank you sweetheart. Barbara.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
We got to turn this show, Johnny, into a psychic show. Every psychic in the world is calling in lately. Have you noticed that?
Well, that's because the places that I've been advertising for it have been chat rooms where people are interested in this sort of thing. I mean, I don't tell psychics to call into this room and read you or, you know, to do anything like that, just so you know. But I do but I do advertise to people that are interested in this sort of thing. And
I get it.
You know. It's not.
Well,
it's
I just
like
think that it's wild that lately, the last few weeks, we've had a lot of intuitive people calling in, and it's been really wild and really wonderful. And I have my own way of testing them and seeing their ability. I could hear it in their voice. I could also, you know, but I can't go into a wild reading on the phone, and I wish that they would call me if they want to know anything further.
Well,
Barbara,
you also have to understand that, you know, sometimes these people that call you that are, like you say, give readings and everything have also advertised for you on their Facebook groups.
That's really sweet. That's really sweet.
Yeah. So just
I
so
really
you
appreciate
know,
it. And I, well, I don't really, I have a select few people that I trade readings with, and they're intuitive, they're psychic, but they're not professional. And a lot of people from Hawaii that I'm really good friends with that I may ask a question if I don't know an answer, just like a cancer thing. Like I'm being told that Barbara really need to check that out. She'll be fine, but you need to check that out.
Yeah.
By the way, I got a question. I got a question for you. My father, he went to the doctor today because he had a bump inside of his mouth. I don't know. You know, I'm really nervous about
that. A bump? Oh, wow.
Something inside his mouth or something.
Well, did he go to the dentist?
Well, he went to the right doctor. He went to the doctor to get it checked out. I don't know if he went to the dentist, but he went to the right doctor. So,
well, that's a similarity of Richard where he went. He should have gone 50 years ago to a doctor to fix it. And now it's a big problem. So It depends. Sometimes they drain it. Sometimes it can be cancer. Sometimes
my father
has
always been a health nut. I mean, he doesn't smoke. Sure. He doesn't drink. And he basically is, you know, he's so much of a weight nut that he asks me all the time what I weigh, and I'm not telling him because I don't think he can be unbiased. You see, it's like this. It's like I'll go and I'll talk to like a medical professional, and the medical professional will say, okay, this is your weight. It's not a big deal. Then I tell Dad, and he's like, are you sure that's not a big deal? You see what I'm saying? He doesn't, he's always going to guess that it's not a big deal. He guess that it is a big deal rather than not.
Well, I think Barbara, isn't this true? Most men are this way. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're always questioning.
Yeah, and they don't go to doctors as often. Huh?
Johnny's dad.
I can't get my husband to go to a doctor.
My father's a
psychiatrist.
He goes to the doctor.
Which is a doctor.
That is a psychiatrist. That's not a doctor.
Not a medical.
I mean, it is a doctor. It's not a medical doctor. But most men, just like you, Joni, do you like going to doctors?
I just went to one about a week or so ago, and since then I've been dieting, and I've lost about almost 10 pounds.
10 pounds?
Wow.
In a week?
Something like that, 10 pounds, and on a banana diet. And, I mean, I think it's because you know, it's just sort of like, I don't know, my weight is my one vice, I guess. I don't smoke or I don't drink. You know, the only thing I like to drink a lot is orange juice, but that's not really a vice. I mean, you know.
Well, you're not eating right because orange juice is filled with sugar. Sugar makes your glucose goes up, which can cause diabetes. Then you have bananas, which is all sugar. So you're doing sugar, 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 sugar. You'd need to add some protein and carb in there, and you'd be fine.
That's what I'm doing. I mean, there's a banana diet, and you know.
Don't you get tired of eating bananas, Johnny? You've been on this diet a couple times.
Well, I'm not on this diet for only like a week or so. I mean, it's helping me. I mean, I'm losing weight. So, you know, and I've done it before and I lost like 40 pounds.
Well, anybody can lose weight if you do one meal a day. You know, not a big one, but, you know, I used to be on an Herbalife diet and I lost 30 pounds just eating one meal a day. That was a long time ago. But now, I am on that Ozempic. Yes. And because I'm a diabetic, and Ozempic is for diabetics, and I've lost a total of 16 pounds so far. And I don't know in what frame of time, several, a few months, but every month I lose about 4 pounds. And I'm eating well. I'm eating good. But my doctor monitors what I eat. Like, you have to have a carb and you have to have a protein. And, you know, he tells me what, to the point where I got tired of that and I started eating, like, cream of wheat for breakfast and a little bit of cheese. And then for lunch, I would, you know, have a sandwich and dinner, whatever, you know, then I'm not really hungry. And then I don't eat the rest of the night. And I've been losing weight, and I've been exercising, so it's been helped a lot.
Well,
and like what Barbara was on is talk about low blood sugar. That's not, you know, that'll make you pass out.
Wait, what was I on?
The low blood sugar diet.
I never
eating
was on
nothing.
That. Oh, eating nothing.
No, eating.
You're so funny. Yes, I did.
It's called the low blood.
Right.
Low blood sugar diet, and then you almost pass out. And then I had a question to ask you real quick, because I know we're over time, but somebody mentioned to me that on TV they had something about Playmates being murdered. Was that true?
It's just a new series that they came out with. And with anything, there's going to be crime. There's going to be death. There's going to be murder with any group mm-hmm. of people. So, yes, it is true. Some people have murder stories. Some people have problems. But I caught a little bit of that, Dale. And the one that I caught was not even a Playmate, but just affiliated with Playboy and the lifestyle uh-huh. of people. Something like that. I'll have to rewatch it. But, yes, that is out right now. I think it's A&E.
Yeah, I got to tell my friend at the swimming pool because she wanted me to ask you because I told her I did a podcast with you. She wanted to know if it was real, and she was watching it and was very interested in it.
It is real, and I love it. It's a real one, okay? The real thing
there is.
With a play
there's made. A movie. There is a movie out. Forget this at the moment, but I got to tell you guys this. There is a movie out. Let me get the name of it. Talk for a moment. I'll get it.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay.
You can talk. I don't want dead air.
Okay.
But Johnny's going to do well.
Johnny?
He's going to do well with what he's doing.
Okay.
Let me see. It's called, well, Shirley MacLaine does it, but it's called Elsa and Fred. And it's for free. And it's on Prime Television, if anybody gets Prime.
I do.
Does anybody? Oh, good. This is one of the best movies I have ever seen Shirley MacLaine do. It was incredible.
Was it a long time ago?
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago because Chris Noth was in it.
I love her.
From Sex and the City. And the movie grabbed my attention because it reminded me of Richard so much that I was blown away. It's called Elsa and Fred. And if you just put it up, maybe it's on a different channel too. But I got it off of Roku, and I got it on Prime. It may be on Roku. I don't know, but it is so good. It's just unbelievable.
Elsa and Fred. You know what I love doing mm-hmm. with my Roku TV, which I think that's what you have as well, is you just type in the search bar, and Roku TV will tell you where you can watch it for free or
right.
It'll pull it all up. I love that feature.
Yeah. I love that too. Well, we better hang up now, Barbara. I guess you better do the shout out.
Yes.
Before
okay,
10
everybody. Ha-ha.
We're 10 a.m.
Well, it was another great show. So thank you, Dale, for your expertise and all these great readings. A lot of people got some good news. So head that direction. You're on the right path, people. And don't forget this week to call up Dale Shear directly. Psychic Dale Shear's direct line is 808-372-1816. DaleShear.com or DaleShears.com. Both of those will lead you to her website for more info. You can meditate all week too.
I've been doing that.
Yes, with her tapes, and we feature all of those on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. Go there. It's free, everybody. Take care of your mental health.
Johnny, the chakra alignment, I got it up to almost 300 already because I've been listening to it every day, twice a day, you know, just before I wake up in the morning. It's amazing. Right.
Okay. Chakra alignment is one of your top favorites. I think there's 8 that you offer.
Yes.
It's all free, everybody. So go there, and also don't forget to always follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Life After Happiness, so you get your updates of all of our shows. Johnny and I, we're always on Tuesday. We always have our wonderful psychic Dale Shear on Fridays, like clockwork, really. And we are so glad to be here for you, everybody, to help you and guide you to a better life. And follow us also on Facebook. It's called Life, Laughter, Happiness Radio Show. And we would love to see you there and comment and let us know how you're doing, too. We always like feedback. So thanks, everybody. Aloha. I don't know if we've lost Richard, if he went back to sleep or not. But I haven't heard a peep out of him. Okay.
I'm
hi,
awake.
Richard. Okay.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Aloha.
And it's always good to have Richard along with us. And thanks again, Dale. And thank you, Johnny, for everything you do.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Johnny. And aloha.
Aloha. Good night.